Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Three and out right now on the Fan, Monday morning quarterback. Jerry Connors not here, so Joe, you're going to open up for us, man. Who's your up?
I'll go Justice Hill.
Oh, not a bad performance for him.
Yeah, but why was he even on the field so much?
True.
I don't, this is like the up part, I know
right.
that. But
No, you're right.
I guess just because pass protection, he had to be there, but he didn't do much of that.
I made a big deal about that last week. He had more snaps than Derrick Henry.
The play that Lamar threw the interception, or excuse me, no, the play where he throws the ball out of bounds for intentional grounding, mm-hmm. Hill just completely whiffs on the block. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what were you even there for?
for that 71-yard touchdown run.
Yeah. and then I'll go with my down might be a championship window closing. Ed, I know you're going to get into the injuries a little bit more, but like they were the healthiest team in football the last 2 years, and they got nothing.
Yeah.
You know what? Ed, let me go second, because Joe kind of gives me a segue for my down. I'll go with my up first. My up, Kansas City scored. They scored 37 points. We keep talking about how much the Ravens have scored this year. We keep bringing that up. But the Ravens have also given up 38, now 37 points in their three losses. 41, 38, and 37.
Wow.
And their three losses, that's what they've given up.
Jesus.
Sixth team in NFL history to give up more than 125 points, I think, in their first four games.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with the defense. You're right. Fans are spoiled. They shouldn't expect more from the defense. Down. What Joe just said, he said championship window possibly closing. My down, fans' morale. And I'm going to say this one more time, Ravens. You don't have a lot of home games to keep people's attention. You don't. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 home games remaining. That's all you have. You don't have a lot of time. You may have lost some of their attention now going into Houston. The Houston game, I know that's home. You know, I mean, there's no one on the schedule in the next three games that has to create sex appeal for fans to want to come to this game other than you. You better do something. John Harbaugh, listen, bro. Sometimes we start smelling ourselves a little bit and we think we can say and do whatever we want to say and do. And you think that your press conferences, they might be cute because you lose and you're a little sour and grumpy. But you better read the room, man. You better come with something. You better get real witty and charming real quickly. Because if you don't take a good look, inventory of what the fans are saying and thinking, you better get people's attention in a good way. What's your up, Ed?
My up is I tried to find a bright spot in that game yesterday, so I did. It was Zay Flowers. And not just the numbers. 7 receptions, 74 yards, 10.6 average, of course. 7 receptions, 8 targets. He just
wants to win.
He's good. He's really good.
Yeah.
There was a pass play. It was over the middle, and Lamar threw a laser. It was hard. Zay got up for it, went up the ladder a little bit. He took the laces off the ball. He really did. He just took the laces right off and snapped it out of the air. But that was a professional catch. That was just, you know.
The 21-yarder?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just awesome, man. That's I know people appreciated it because it's like, well, it's his job. Yeah, it's his job. Yeah, but it's every receiver's job.
That was tough, man. That thing, that was on a string, and he didn't, you know, trap it in his body and like Hollywood used to do. He went up, took the lace off that ball, boom, snatched it out of the air, secured it. That was fantastic, man.
Who's your down?
My down has got to be the injury bug. I mean, it's just, you went in there completely beat up. I mean, going in, it was like your entire defensive line was out, right? So you go in there without your defensive line. You start the season with your starting safety out. Darius Washington was out. Then you go into the game, J.R. Alexander's out, Ricard's out, Van Noy's out, Travis Jones, Keaton Mitchell was out, Ronnie Stanley got hurt yesterday, Roquan got hurt yesterday, Marlon got hurt yesterday, Lamar got hurt yesterday, Nate Wiggins got hurt yesterday. Do I need to continue?
No, please don't.
I mean, it's just, that's unbelievable. I just can't believe it. I read the injury reports. Like, wow. And let's not forget, Matabike's on the IR. And so is Roger Washington. So it's like, what? What are you going to do here? You know, it's like people are like, why? They're just fire Harbaugh. They got no players right now. Harbaugh's another issue altogether. But let's talk about that on its own. But you how do you play with everybody out? It's stunning. Stunning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
410-583-1057. Let's head out to the phone lines and get Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing, man?
Doing well. How are you? Is that it? Man, that's it. Tyler in Middle River. What's up, Tyler? I guess it's Rashawn just being polite speaking today. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
To tag off of your point with the people coming to M&T Bank, I've got my seats since 2018 when I turned 18. And to be honest with you, I don't know if I have enough motivation to want to come down there and spend more money just to watch them lose and for us to be called spoiled. Like, they've got to remember we pay their salary. But my main point is coaching. John Harbaugh looked like a deer in headlights yet again. He has no clock management. When Lamar goes for the delay game twice in a row, before it goes down to zero that second time, he should have called a timeout with 8 minutes left in the first half to reset yourself, to get yourself in shape. Just wondering if you guys think it's time for him to go and let somebody else run the ship for the rest of the season before you find
your
can
I stop you 1 second? You can have your opinion. You still there? Yeah. Your opinion about the coach. Do you completely disregard the fact that, like, the entire team is injured right now? I mean, literally, almost everybody's out who started this season on the roster. How do you equate that to Harbaugh's fault, though?
That is not Harbaugh's fault. The clock management is his fault.
How do you mismanage the clock?
He calls timeouts when he doesn't need to. He doesn't call timeouts.
See, nothing specific. You're just going on the generalization stuff. People know. Okay.
Honestly, when John Harbaugh plays, goes up against Andy Reid, he looks like Coach Klein in Waterboy. Though.
Yeah, I mean, I give you that. But that didn't happen yesterday.
It didn't happen yesterday, but it happened against the Bills, and it happened against
at least
the Lions.
Mr. Coach Klein won something at the end, though.
Yeah, yeah. He won something. 410-583-1057 is the number. Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, what's going on? Actually, I'm at church right now, man. I'm saying a prayer for the Ravens. Hey, man, real quick, man. Don't get me wrong. I'm upset with Harbaugh. He did do some dumb things. But us Ravens fans, man, we got to think about it, man. Like you said last week, Rob, like, I mean, we fired a dude now. Who possibly can come in and control this team? Because right
I'm not saying fire the guy, but please never give me that. Never give me that, Trippy. Who was he when you hired him?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, if you don't want to fire, that's fine. I'm not saying I want to fire him. But who you're going to get is never something that I'm listening to, because he was no one. And I mean, the Steelers coach was no one. You know, the Vikings coach was no one. These coaches were all no one. Who was the Lions coach when you hired him, Campbell? None of these guys were anybody.
Thing is, hey, Rob, but see, the thing is, right, let me just break it down to y'all, right? And I know some Raven fans are going to take it a certain way, right? At the end of the day, you got the Raven fans that have been here since day one, right? You got some of them, they ain't become a Ravens fan to 2018, right? There's no shot to Lamar because I love Lamar, right? So now you're looking at it like you got some fans saying, oh, did he fake his injury? Oh, if he did, that means he quit on Harbaugh. Yes, yes, we're going to get rid of Harbaugh. Like, this fan base is brainwashed right now. And I'm going to tell y'all something, right? If this defense don't get it together, because it's trash. Like, it's
who hired the defensive, coordinator?
You said what about him?
Who hired the defensive coordinator?
Oh, that's what I wanted to say. And speaking of this, right, John Harbaugh hired Zach Orr, right? Now, one thing I do like about John Harbaugh, he do give, like, his former players, you know, people opportunities. That's one thing I can admit, say about John Harbaugh. But the thing is, bro, we let Mike McDonald walk out the building. Look how happy they looked at last week. You don't never hear them saying, who has it better than us?
Well, they couldn't. Trippy, they couldn't make him stay as a defensive coordinator. It's a promotion. You got to let him go. The only way you get him, keep him here, is if you make him the head coach. John Harbaugh's not going to say, hey, let him be the head coach because I don't want to lose him. Rashawn in Baltimore, let's try it again.
Yeah, I'm back now, man. My bad. I hit the button by mistake trying to take it off the joint. Whatever, man. But, man, this is crazy, man. Coming into the season, right, looking at the schedule, these first four games, all Ravens fans was like, all right, 3-1 at the worst, or we accept 2-2. But to be 1-3 at this point, it's just crazy, man. Like, and now with the injuries and everything, and I ain't hear no updates on Lamar's situation right now, but – how confident are we if we really got to, you know, have Cooper Rush step in there?
Oh, you were the president of the Cooper Rush fan club. Now you aren't confident anymore. You know, one thing I like about Trippy, at least he's consistent, man. You'd be all over the place.
Yeah, but not in a Super Bowl or bust year, right? Like, I'm not taking it to
you
Cooper
all
Rush,
for
man.
Him.
I mean, we can win us some games. Now, Cooper Rush can win us. If he have to start against the Texans, I'm confident that Cooper Rush –
I'm not.
We can beat the Texans with Cooper Rush, though.
I'm not really? Confident that we can beat the Texans with Lamar Jackson right now. Trippy. Rashad, they've given up 41, 38, and 37 points. This ain't about Lamar, man. You can't stop a nosebleed right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.